News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. American employers added a better than expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's effort to level the playing field in international trade. Some economists claim Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets, as well as frightened businesses and consumers. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports economic statistics simply don't reflect that.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Foreman, Washington.
The job numbers came in above economists' expectations for a modest 135,000. Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump has laid out what a successful negotiation with Iran would look like.
A good deal, obviously, is a deal that cuts off all of Iran's paths to a nuclear bomb. That includes all of their highly enriched uranium and their advanced centrifuges.
The Arkansas Republican spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Get ready for a military parade planned for Washington, D.C. this summer.
There will be a military parade on June 14th, President Donald Trump's 79th birthday, which also happens to be the Army's 250th birthday. It commemorates the 1775 authorization of companies of riflemen by the Continental Congress. The plan calls for about 6,600 soldiers to march from Arlington, Virginia to the National Mall, along with 150 vehicles and 50 helicopters. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is SRN News. People around the world weigh in on freedom of speech.
The Pew Research Center survey finds that a majority of people believe that the right to say whatever you think without fear of reprisal is important. Here in the U.S., 62% of adults say freedom of speech is very important. The highest percentage can be found in Germany, 87%. The lowest in Singapore, 35%. Freedom of speech is not quite the same as freedom of religion, but the two tend to be closely connected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicates that persecution of Christians in Pakistan is on the rise once again. The survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan finds believers were victims of an abnormally high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of 2025. The president of International Christian Concern says for too long, Pakistan has cloaked its systemic persecution in silence. This is SRN News. Here's a feat that must take an abnormal amount of courage.
Tourist Nash Cole admits he felt some fear when he waded into the ocean off the Australian coast to help rescue a 10-foot great white shark stranded in shallow water. It took Core and a couple of other men about 1 hour to finally free the shark from a sandbank. Core says it was either sick or just tired. We definitely got it into some deeper water, so hopefully it's swimming still. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Microsoft raised recommended retailer pricing for its Xbox consoles and controllers around the world this week. Its Xbox Series S, for example, now starts at a recommended $379.99 in the United States. That's up $80 from the $299 price tag that debuted in 2020. Microsoft also laid out Xbox price adjustments in Europe, the UK, and Australia. More details at srnnews.com.